Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. That is wonderful. And you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network and the Cosmic Philosopher. I'm Tim Aldred, and so good to have another opportunity to say hi, hello, and hope you are feeling well and doing all right. Well, I tell you what, I was trying to get a little nap because somehow I was short on getting the amount of rest I should have gotten, and and then I wake up early, and you know, it's like feel I didn't get enough sleep, so now it begin to catch up with me as the day goes by. However, now I feel, you know, much better than some days. So, I'm okay right now. And I still, you know, sense are affected by the burden of the situation we are in. And before I get on to my little headline here, today, earlier, I was listening to some ruling that the U.S. court is working on they're working on some legislation. And what they're trying to do, pass a law to, like, give homosexuals some rights. And they brought up a lady, what we'd call a primate European lady, and she's gay, and it seems like things are going their way, like they're going to really pass the law in their favor. And she came up and gave a little speech. They want her to say how she feel about what's going on. So she came out and she's saying that, you know, she said, it is natural. It's not natural, you know, like gayness is natural. So I wrote a post, and YouTube, and I am expressing and asking a question: what law? What law Europe has to make homosexual a natural thing? You know, so I don't know if I am going to get any any response point, but I would like to I'd like to get a response from someone. I don't like this idea of homosexuals take over all of our settlements and I understand why conditions or the condition is the way it is. What I think we are to do, I think we are to act affirmatively in the context that it's up to us to decide whether or not white people are to live among us. Now, it is very clear that history don't have them living among us. They are not a government. And we shouldn't put up with it. As long as we can see and understand, we can't do anything about what our ancestors do
and what they fail to maintain, we will have to decide for ourselves. Are we going to maintain the life, the way of life, of historic record? Are we going to give in to these white homosexual guys then? They're nasty. Homosexuals are nasty. No, look. Let me, one of the things that I wrote, if white people, if they wanted to occupy any place at all on the earth, they were around 3.5 million years. They didn't do nothing. No, you think of how long they were in Africa. At least 2 million years they were in Africa. And they didn't go anywhere and go occupy anywhere. Well, what is the reason why they couldn't go anywhere? Because they couldn't talk. You see? We don't have to try so hard. We are not trying in any effective way. Because number one, once they throw them dirty blood into our brain, it was up to them now to do what they want to do, because it's like a doctor would put you on the tranquilizer and you're not sensitive to touch and stuff like that. You sleep, you're going to sleep. And they can do what, you know, anything they want to do with you, with your body, now that you're not feeling, no, you're not reacting to no pain, you know, even at the highest level of pain that you would normally be in. It's not so once they put you underneath that drug and it take away your sensitivity to what's going on. So what I'm saying is for us to understand that white people, we need to understand their history. And it is right in the World History textbook I've been reading all the time. And I'm telling you what kind of people they are, or they come about, and how we come about, and the different stages. They came evolutionary 250,000 years ago. That whole long after they were here. In the millions of years before we came about, our species, sapien. And sapien is the only living human species existing right now. Because the white people, hominid, extinct. And the subgroup, Homo erectus, extinct too. So after the Homo erectus interbreed with our people, you're talking about going back like 100,000 years. It's since then they come as modern people, Cro-Magnon, and they're talking all kind of old bunch of foolishness about who they are and all that. since then, them begin to give trouble on the planet. We are not to have them. And they want to talk about they own this, they own that. They don't own anything. They don't own anything, but they think we're gone fool now and they can talk anything. And so what I'm trying to say, they come up with the church. And that's all we know when we develop in the world. That's only church we know, because they make sure they fill up the place with all them nasty whole bunch of nonsense about church. And you'll have to read and digest the past and what is and what is not before we can hold the right position that we are supposed to. Until we do that, these folks are going to give trouble. What I'm trying to tell you, we, 100,000 years ago, is when some of us left Africa. And remember, 100,000 years passed before some of us were leaving Africa to come out to other places outside Africa to settle down. All right? These white people, these hominid primates, they never did look like human beings. They were flat-faced monkeys. That's what the world history textbook says. It's the interbreeding why they began to talk. So why they couldn't go anywhere and do anything, that's right, that the fact right there. They couldn't talk. They make stone tools. We don't make no stone tools. The Neanderthals, our subgroup, did make stone tools. That's what I see written there. I don't know anything else. But we hybrid the mixed one, the blood of the Sapien and the Elohim gods. Those two blood created us hybrid. With intelligence, the first time we were created. We don't owe nobody anything. We are given succession to rule, that whenever the gods, they retire and they were going back to their planet, they gave us, there was the ceremony that was given, and we were handed the government rule. These white people have not gone through nothing at all except what they did to us. And see, our brain is almost gone. You see, that they're dealing like we are donkeys and them are the master. So it's for us to understand who we are opposed to them. Them are people that can't live unless they are getting some sexual pleasure out of their honors. And that's what they want us to do, you know, see it. The amount of evil that they have done to our generation over the past 100,000 years. Yeah. And to see that we have lost our mind almost 100,000 years ago. And they write a Bible and talk about the fall of man. They are writing about what they did to us. Okay? These folks, they have bombs and guns and all kind of stuff. You know what? It's to God themselves. Because they are guarding themselves against the gods, the Elohim, a few thousand years ago, since they went back to their planet. when they were here and doing their mission, there is the gold processing. They used to process gold here on earth, and they used to traffic some of this via Mars. And now I'm looking into it that when they are saying, like, they go to Mars and life used to be on Mars, I hear something. No, I'm thinking that, oh, a lot of things happen on Mars. And I think it's the reason why we don't see a big nation of people living on Mars. Because all the water and stuff like that dried up and things. Because of what was going on. Some evil thing went on. Right? But this is what was happening. The gods were shuttling. And there's a spaceport on Earth here that is called Mount Sinai. That it's a place it's a place where they traffic, they like send up transportation loaded with gold. You see? So I think they used to process some of it on Mars as well. Like take it from here and go up to Mars and process it. But Mars is a way station. And think about this. Since these sodomite white people carry on, you know, since 509 BC, they said they're going up to the moon, right? And then we know they said they are trying to get to Mars as well. Well, I read and know something about their effort to go to Mars. But what I'm trying to tell you is that these white people, they get to a point where they decide that they don't want any other power beside them to rule on this earth. These sodomite, nasty, body-fucking white idiots, them. They don't want the gods who furnish everything on the planet. They don't want to see them come back here, these white people. And they have achieved a lot because they, you know, bring, like, the Bible is a very important book to the white people there. So we African people believe in Jesus and Adam and Eve. We are basically dead. Our brain is gone. You see what I mean? So what I'm trying to tell you, what I'm looking at is a very sad thing. Because all we're doing right now is eat and drinking, have sex, and go to sport and everything that has no civilized enlightenment anymore, because our brain is gone. When Africa sold out to these white people, whatever they did, I know now it's reported they're giving Africa billions of dollars every year because it's an agreement Africa made with them when they sold us to them as slaves. And we don't have any king, nobody, Selassie, no, none of them that look after us. These white people kill us like we are dumb animals that they, you know, want to use the skin or whatever part of the animal to do what they want to do. Basically, that's how these white people intend to treat us. Whatever we gonna have going for us, is whatever sense we still have. Okay? If we are not able to use the little sense we have, you just know we don't value anything. We don't value anything. Because right now, as I'm talking, I may be talking to myself. Because these are not suckers and lickers. Okay? They decide that the earth is there. That's what they decide. I know that. I know what they're thinking and what they're doing. But however, try to establish something up on Mars and they got shut down while they were doing. So I know now that Mars is occupied by the gods. It is some place that they've been occupying a long time ago. So when they're going up there and doing things on one of the Mars moon, there is a report. It is reported by Zachariah Sitchin about the shutdown of their spacecraft when they were carrying out their maneuver at the Mars moon. When they got shot down, the spacecraft was shot down out of the sky over Mars. It's a fact, and they don't want the world to know. But you can get the insight of what I am saying because you can possibly notice the relationship between Mars, not Mars, the relationship between Russia and the U.S. And you know that there was a time back in the Reagan days, they were having a cooperation with Russia, right? And they start to work together with a project on Mars. Well, they work on Mars until they send up Phobos 1. And the Phobos 1 that they send up, by their own ignorance, they destroy that spacecraft. They didn't mean to it, but they make some error or something like that and destroy that craft. So they sent up a later Phobos 2. And it is Phobos 2 that was working on the Mars moon. And they did some work, say, yesterday. And this morning, they decided to carry on some more work at the moon. When they turn their telescope to Earth to communicate with Earth, that was when they were shut down and they were, as it were, recording, taping the pictures of what happened so they could tell you how they saw the object fly towards their spacecraft and shut it down. You see, from that point, they have been hiding that from, but it came out, and Zachariah Sitchin wrote about it and explained what was going on between Russia, U.S., and other European countries that sponsored the work that they were doing on Mars. So to read, and any one of you have the book Genesis Revisited, you can get the book at Barnes and Noble Amazon.com as well. And it tells you, it has quite a bit of information that we really need to know, right? It's not just Morris thing is in this book. There are quite a few items in there that we need to know because it's coming from the Sumerian source. It's Sumerian source. The book is written, the content is Sumerian. And very important thing African people ought to know. Otherwise, these white people will always act like they are the gods. They used to call them in the World History textbook. You can see where they begin to. They were worshiping the gods first of all because, remember, they couldn't talk. And it is because of us who talk that they, you know, they sexually assault, okay, and begin to have talking babies. So they, over the past, 100,000 years, the first 25,000 years, all they did was developing their culture. They're talking culture, right? And it's from then on, they are making trouble, and they find a way to affect our thinking, and that's what they did. Today, if a lot of our people, they understand white people and what they're doing, because they're killing us off gradually, because we don't understand what they're doing. And the people from our side that know something, they never know enough. And they never read enough the right kind of things that they could teach us. We should have been, long ago, possessors of the World History textbook. Because it has the vital information, like the basics of knowledge we should have. We don't have it. And that's the reason why we are everything. That is search. We are everything that is search. And the things that we ought to know, we don't know it because based on the fact that our brain is tampered with long ago by our ancestors, them, with these folks, right? And since then, gradually, we lose the power of the brain, the way we were created. So today we are believing every foolishness that these people put in front of us. We believe it. So what I'm trying to tell you now, if you look carefully, you will see that Russia and America is not getting on. There is apartheid between them right now. See, because Russia turned on Ukraine is not African people, it's their own. But Putin wants back Ukraine because under Gorbachev days, Ukraine was a state of Russia. So now Ukraine is on its own now, independent, and Putin decide he wants Ukraine back. That's why he is blasting them and killing the people in Ukraine as much as they want. But my friends, it's their business. It's not ours. Point is, we don't have enough sense to stand on our own, because what we should do to build ourselves up is to learn the basic things that we are to learn and rule ourselves. We're not ruling ourselves. And that is the problem, right? Now, I begin to understand certain things because I grew up in the church too. I don't know anything what is right from wrong when it comes to this. But I began to read and pay attention and begin to get to know certain things. The right thing to do is to talk about the knowledge we are supposed to have and the direction we must go in. We don't have any help because what they have done with their rhesus blood to spread it to us, it put us all apart. And they wrote in the Bible, God, Jesus, this phony Jesus that they have.
Yes.
They write all these things to confuse us. And we don't know no better because we are gone astray. We fall from understanding. So all they do now with the little ingenious sense that they have, they are able to do all of the homosexual nonsense, like Christmas. There's not, I mean, why we celebrate Christmas? Why we buy Christmas tree and all them kind of thing? Why we celebrate Easter and all this? These are not civilized things. These are things that signal to us that we are not in our right mind as hybrid ethnic people. Chinese are affected as well. They are a little better than some of this other group of us, ethnic group, right? And the Indians are a little better, but they are all affected. We're not behaving the way we should to each other. And especially the darker skin of us, it seems like they pay a lot more attention to us and seek to, like, push us down in the dirt further than where you'd see the Chinese or the Indians are, right? So none of us should be behind each other or against each other. We should be together, but we're not. Because the same Bible that tell you the word of Jesus, think not that I am come to this to send peace, but a sword. But the prophecy that they write in the Bible that's supposed to fulfill, never fulfill. And we don't know that it not fulfilled. We're still believing and acting like, you know, Jesus is real and there it was fulfilled, because that's why we are Adventists and you know we celebrate Easter and all them kind of thing. We are supportive to every foolishness that this white, these evolved white people are doing, right? So I am pariah. I am a pariah to my own people, because when I'm telling people what I know as the truth, we need to get out of the church. We need to get our history and know what our history is, because right now we believe in the Bible. And that is what put us where we are in the dirt. You see what I mean? If we do not get turned around and have better realization than we do, well, there will be a remnant of us that will. And there are. But everybody is not going to be, you know, on the same level of enlightenment. Everybody will have to get their own individual enlightenment of the same truth that all of us are supposed to have. But what happens when you don't understand certain things? Well, you can't do. You can't say, right? But at least if you find out that the church is not for you, you do not. You do not support that, right? And when you know that they are not supposed to be among us and they are among us to kill us. When you know that, well, you do not expose yourself to them. Because we have a right to rule ourselves, and that's what we will deal with. They're not supposed to be among us. Talking about AD and Adamani, because there is no, we have law. Have established law, kingship law, and we supposed to, just as though they come and talk about federal government and all that. Look, that's what we are, kingship government, that we are to emulate the government above where the Elohim come from. They give it to us before they leave. We are competent to do it, but once these people throw their primate blood into our system, when they, you know, I mean, when they screw up our ancestors, everybody is infected. And that's why Africa turn fool and give them authority to rule and sell we as slaves to them. If your head, if your brain is not going to do something better than what it is doing, you're going to perish. That's all. Going to perish. You see? And only do things that your focus is going to be on just making some money and have, you know, and until you're old and you're dead. That's not why we were created. We were created above every other being on earth. You see? So when these white people come up now and talk a whole bunch of trash, we don't have any truth to tell them. We don't have no truth to tell them. So when you can't tell a person the truth to send them in their direction, you leave them right on your turf. You can't make them move because you don't have no truth to tell them to make them move and go about their business. So they're not going anywhere. They still hang around like some dog waiting for you to throw a bone and give them. Well, right now, it's more than throwing a bone because they have the bone now and we don't have anything. No, but we are able to move them with realization that we have a knowledge superior to them. But when they get us, then when them trick us and get us to support what they are doing that is not good for us, what do you think is going to happen? They are stay ahead and we perish, that's it. Because look, if you think that you were destined to go to heaven, there's no truth about that. There's no truth about that. There's no provision of a Jesus to die on the cross to redeem us and take us to heaven. It's the world of a fairy tale you're dealing with when you're thinking that. Come to the world of sober. Realize you have a mind that can be enlightened, and that if you put your mind on. That's where our mind's supposed to be. Words, understanding words, and understanding the right way to direct yourself. So what I am saying to you now is that these sodomite white people, they don't care. They don't care anything about us. Okay? So I am telling you that what they have done to us and continue to do to us is something we are to realize. And if your realization is dead, you are perishing. So there's nothing anybody's going to do for you, because your will, your desire, your intention has to be alive for you to realize what's going on and the right direct path according to the history that tells us who we are. It's not going to come to you by no prophecy. It is here in writing, and we must read the prehistory that tells about us. White people is going to run away from us. if we begin to take control of ourselves. They're the ones who seek to kill and destroy them. They can only do so much. And when we are, when we lay down, sit down and don't care about nothing, they get to do what they want to do. And then we have to, like, move when they tell you move. You see what I mean? So right now, there is not much enlightenment in our world because our brain has lost its brightness, its focus. So that even if you try to tell your own people, it's, you know, if that amount of life is not in your brain, taking understanding, especially when if somebody's like telling you something, like to help enlighten you, and they can't tell you everything you need to know. Your brain need to work for itself. And when you hear something and it means something to you, you can act upon it. But what if you are biased against what is being said anyway because you feel good with what you're doing? And I mean, nobody no tell you nothing. And a lot of people talking about them no want no book from nobody and blah, 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 blah. But when you went to school, you did use some books if you, you know, get some good education. You read what people wrote. And it was no foolishness because it brought you up into education where you spell, you have vocabulary, you understand the meaning of things. Still now you turn fool. And if somebody is talking to you and you just think that it's too hard and you begin to find way of interpreting things different from your word sense. Right? So it means then that you have got to have enough in your brain that when you hear somebody talk, you know no foolishness them at all. Because that amount of light is in your brain for you to see that. And intangible sensory activity, you have to have that amount into your brain in order to learn and aspire spiritually. And this is what is happening. These white people are out there talking about Jesus, preaching Jesus, and telling you convincingly. And you don't have enough knowledge in your brain to say that are not true. You don't know distinction between the negative and the positive. And useless anybody tell you that because your brain is too mash up. Right? But to the people who are able to grasp, they'll have the opportunity to be a remnant and come to the right understanding as to who you are. So you don't go there to their church anymore. Because that's what happened to me. No sooner than I come to realize certain things, I don't put my foot back in a church in a supportive sense. The last time I went to a church, is a friend of mine invited me to a church that he was going to. And I decided to take a walk and go see what they were doing. And I sat down in the church. They gave me, I think, a Bible and a songbook. And I sat down. I didn't, you know, participate in nothing. I don't stand up. I don't get up. I don't sit down. I sat down. I didn't stand up and help them reverence their God. After the preacher preached and everything went off well for them, they decided to do a little ceremony. They're going to make ask the people inside the church to stand up and lined up against the wall. They're going to do like a drill or something inside the church. You know, like sing and march against the wall inside there. So I sat down and watching what they're doing. So before they hit it off, I saw this young man walk into the row bench I was sitting in. And he came to me and he told me that I need to join the line that the people formed inside the church. So I told him, no, I just want to sit and watch what's going on. So he said, no, I will have to go and join them. I don't know why he was telling me that. Because I think I was free to sit down and not go join them. So he said, well, if I don't want to go join them, I'll have to come out, get out of the church. Well, that was strange to me. So by then, he held me on my arm. You know, and, well, I just got up because I was not about to resist what he was doing, except I was not going to get up and stand up and go join them. So he led me out to the gate, out to the beginning, out to the entrance of the church. And they had a usher out there. And then he's like, the guy who was, you know, I mean, compelling me to get out, he left me into the guardianship of that guy that was out in the entrance. You know, I begin to like say something to them. And they were, the man out there, all he wanted is for me to like get out of the place. So I did, and my car was parked on the outside close, you know, and one, like the front section of the church, there's a road there that you drive on. And so I was parked very close to the building from the roadside. And as I stood out there across the street, I was waiting for the gentleman that invited me to the church. So I thought to myself, okay, they are close to closing out what they're doing in there, and this friend of mine will come out and I'll get to see him. It, you know, maybe like about 5-7 minutes passed, and I saw a young man walk from the church and go across the street close by to his car and got something. Apparently, he went for his cell phone. And he took it to the man at the entrance there, the usher or whatever, his guard. And I don't know what they got. They seem like they have some problem at that church, and, you know, they don't trust anybody who come there, so Jesus is not guarding for them, so they have to do their nasty thing to keep the church going for Jesus, right? So, and so, the man went and he handed the phone to that guardian gentleman, and that guardian gentleman apparently call the police. I don't know what they're scared of, because I wasn't doing anything out of the ordinary at all, besides just out there waiting. So, you know, it's like they're scared of something, and I don't know what it is, because it's the first time I've been there. And then it didn't run about another 4 minutes or something like that. Sheriff drove up. And two sheriffs came out the car and go walk up to the church entrance. and had some talk with that man at the entrance. Then one of the cops came out to me and said, what happened? So I told him what happened, that I was in there and they're doing something, they want me to join, and I didn't want to join, and they say I'm to get out. So I'm waiting for person who invited me to the church to come out. So he said, but can't you go home and call him? I said, I don't know. Well, something is going on there. You know, because, I mean, what did the usher man or guard man tell the cop? Why he came out to me? I'm standing across the street. I'm not doing anything distracting or making any noise. I'm not making any noise at all. I was standing by myself across the street. This just goes to show you what these white people do to African people with this Jesus belief. No gossip. So eventually, this cop insisted that I moved away from that scene. You know what I mean? So something is really wrong with us over the past 100,000 years. So, my friends, I'm telling you that something is bad, is going on wrong. And I knew there would be some difficulty for me to stand the ground I view I must behave myself in. But whatever be the will of the gods, that's what the will is going to be. I heard a bit of thunder rolling earlier. I wish the gods are close by and ready to do something that is self-explanatory acts. You know, to tell people that, look, go about your business. Go about your business before I liquidate you. You see, I'm looking forward to that because I expect the dominion of the gods to do things that people do not expect. Because all we want is good atmosphere, good temperature, and stuff like that to do what we want to do. And since the gods not having delight in our existence here, you know, they're not getting anything out of us. Because the years are gone by when they created us. You know, and according to what these white people write in the Bible, the Garden of Eden, they're not telling us the real thing, you know, to make us understand. But they're saying some things that is semi-relevant to the truth. So, the spirit that is inside of us must be a spirit that falls in line with the will of the gods, because they are not going to bow to us humans, whether we hybrid or not, or, you know, or the Cro-Magnon man, but they will destroy what they don't want to exist. So if we don't want to seek, they have a thing to say, seek the Lord while he's near. Well, what they're telling us in the church is not what, that's not reality. But in the true sense, we can't live without showing our interest in the knowledge of our Creator. And if we don't want to do that, just understand that you don't value anything outside of that. You have to be living in the right way. It has to be that you avoid evil and pursue the good from the knowledge that we have learned from the source of history. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today, and it is a very, very hard thing that your mind has to be made up, and you know you're not doing it for the Lord. You're doing it for yourself. It's just like if you need to have water in your tank or you need gas in your tank, you'll have to put the gas in your tank. You know, or if you need water in your jug, you will have to put water in your jug. Right? You don't expect that miracle is going to happen to do those things for you. So it's a matter that if we learn the truth about our creation and stop going the way of the delusion of these white people, we will be okay. I think I will be okay. You see what I mean? And anywhere there is a problem, I'm going to behave myself in the way I am led by that good, good spirit inside of my soul. For where I am led, I will follow. Well, the result will be, what am I following? Who am I following? No, but my mind is conditioned and made up. You see, because we expect to die at some point. But I'm not going to die for nobody's sin. Nah, nothing like that. Like what they're telling us in the Bible. Jesus died for your sin. And now they want you to die for Jesus. You know, to defend Jesus. That don't make no sense, right? It just don't make no sense. So we must excel in knowledge, in wisdom, in understanding, and promote our assurance in the good Elohim. Thank you very much for listening. And therefore, I am going to go back now to where I have something going on here. And I'm going to get deeply into what I want to share with you as some information is written down here, and I would like to talk about it and let it be benefit to anyone who it can help. Okay. I am not having a church at all. You know, church is not here, so don't come to a church. If you want to hear something that you think can help you, when you find it, you use it. But you don't owe me anything. Go out and live your life the right way. And let's say if this is a station that you find that you can excel, I always like say, access the number. You can come on and access here for you to talk to the world and express yourself, you know, and let the blessing of the Lord bless our minds so we can stand and not fall. So I say, call in 347-850-1358. My friend, it is good to know for sure what you're thinking, and you have authentication for what you're thinking. And that's all there is to it. Because there is no deliverance like the one when the Lord deliver you out of evil. It's nothing more than that. So paying attention, things that only gratify you for a while, but beyond that, you don't have anything going on. I know that it's not the way I am going to survive. I will have to adhere to the good knowledge and understanding. I will adhere, and so far, it pays off for me. You see what I mean? It pays off for me, my friend. So, it is knowledge and understanding is something you grasp, and it stays inside of you. And when you find out that you are able to resist impressions that bothers and want to pull you off into a different direction, you don't decide to go in other direction. Though sometimes, you know, you feel very weak and like, oh, you know, empty. But you know, you don't want to ever get out of that groove that you're in, because you know it's not. You're going to get hopeless, and all kind of foolishness is going to like start happening to you. So you want to stay right there, neutral, where you feel weak and like you can't, you know, like you just have to like go do foolishness. You're not. When you get to the point where you decide, say, you know what, you better sit there and wait until little refreshing come back. Because if you notice over and over, when you resist a weak moment and you did not get corrupt in that moment, you grow. And the same thing will happen again. And guess what? You think that next time you should be an expert at defending yourself. And then you find out the same weakness come back from you again. After you experience a revival of your feeling, and you feel good again and feel strong, and then go back some other time, the same weakness you experience again, that I thought to myself, but you know, but I seek to get over this. Why is it happening again? And I thought to myself, well, you know, I know that nothing in that better than what I am thinking. If I feel weak and I know I am certain to get stronger in, you know, up ahead as time goes on. And it happens every time. You just need to hold on when you feel like, oh my God, you can't take it anymore. You need to stay right there. Don't do anything. Suck it in, suck it up, and just know that, you know, that's the way of evil that work against us as hurtling, right? But if we want to be uplifted by the spirit inside of us that at times feel like the spirit is not, you know, pumping up the power for you, and you know it has always been present all the time, over and over and over, you feel the strength. I tend to feel like, oh, I should feel that power all the time, but it's not working, because guess what? You notice even the tree that you plant. So the sun comes up and, you know, you have to make sure you water the root, to put water underneath there for it to suck up when the dry spell comes on. So you have to put water at the root of the tree all the time to make it keep on growing. And that's the way we are. And guess what? You notice that tree grows. So sometimes, if you didn't come along with the water on time, you will see it begin to like, you know, like the leaves are sleeping, it's bowing down and thing. And when you put water, you see it stand up again. Well, the proof is each time you feel weak and feel down and out and feel like you're losing grip of what you want to hold on to. If you remember, like I said, you have to keep on being memory that don't move around when you don't have enough strength to move around. Just stay there, sit down, wait. Mentally, you know what I mean? Don't move around, wait. And me in that time that you sometimes you forget and gone about your business, you remember, you forget what you were, you know, forget about what was bothering you. So it's that level of sense that we have to materialize. Otherwise, we won't survive. We are earthling, and you will expect a lot of different things when you pray and things like that, but you have to know what you're praying for, because you may be praying in vain. You know, you have to know what you're praying for and know how, as an earthling, what your value is, and who is anybody there 24 hours watching over you or something like that. It's what you do protects you, because we are given the knowledge to use our senses and know that, okay, when you feel tired and stuff like that, you know that, just cool down, calm down, because he that meditate in the law of the Lord will rejuvenate your mind. And if you decide that, you know, it's not working out, because after all this time, you've been rising and falling, rising and falling, rising and falling. But are you growing? Yeah, you see growth in you, of course. Well, follow that growth, because each time you feel, you are experiencing the level of your growth. And you will inevitably feel weak spiritually sometimes. But your weakness is going to measure your strength. So stay steady and meditate. Keep your mind on the power that is in you that you're not feeling right now, but it's coming back. It never fails. It always does. All right. I know I am victorious before, and I'm going to continue to be victorious. And no weapon, for real, not the joke, I mean, the church joke that they're telling about, no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. It is true, but you have to be in the context of that. That you are real, for real, and genuine and steadfast. And then it is working out for you, because you're growing. You can't go back and defile yourself, and then you can't even find strength to try again. Because you defile up, you know, see. So you have to go back and go defile yourself and live off a defilement, because you can't find the way to climb again. And that's the problem. You know, it says, what is going to profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul, right? Something like that. But something similar to that. You see what I mean? You don't want to find yourself defiled when... If you remain true, you will get everything you want in time. You know what I mean? I suffer a lot of, you know, downtime, say, financially and stuff like that. And there were times when I could get the money if I did certain things. And because of my concept and my philosophy, I decided against taking the money and go along the best I can. You know, it's not because I want the money, because a lot of times what I am offered, you know, I don't have it as a saving. So but I feel like I have a purpose to fulfill. So therefore, I have to keep my consciousness in line with what I am thinking. So you don't buy me out. I'm going to sell out. I'm going to do what I'm doing, and let me drop boop on dead, because you know what? When the time comes for something to happen, you know, I can't miss that. I cannot miss it for anything. So I'm going to follow the leading of the inspiration that tells me, assured me that, look, no go that route, because you're not going to have get anything out of that more than just that money where you're going to have. So look, follow the route where you're going to be most benefited from walking in this lane right here. All right. So my friends, whatever is going on, David and Goliath is a good example in a way, following the Christianity view of these things. But those things, a whole bunch of stuff are being said in Christianity, in the Bible, that makes some sense, you know? It's not everything in the Bible is wrong. Some chapters in the Bible is anti-Christian, if you read it right. So it is for us to know when something is usable from when it's not good for anything, and don't bother use it, right? But whatever you can use that you find, it works, and you don't defile anything you're thinking. So don't refuse something when you find out it can be used. It's good. Use it. Not though you may be scared, because you know you learn a lot of that in a Christianity or in the Bible. But you have to know whether the thing, the energy is good, and avoid it when it's not good. Every time you see it's not the right type of way to do it, don't do it. All right. All right. So come on now to, I wanted to play a little soft tune here. It's, all right. Here's a nice tune. This is a nice tune that I think I always like it. It's a Jim Reeves tune. Let's listen to this lyrics here and see what you learn about this.
And I've not been successful enough. For while I was winning the whole wide world, I was losing your love. I forgot to kiss you and hold success seems like nothing to these empty arms. All this time I've been gaining a treasure that I can't even speak proudly of. For while I was winning the losing your love, slowly losing your love.
Okay,
So, all right, that's it. For me, that's a nice tune by Jim Reeves. Now, my friends, let's come on now down to what I want to talk about. The Evan Immortal Supreme. The Evan Immortal Supreme King, Anu Bloodline. That is going to sound strange to a lot of people because, you know, would have been strange to me a while back before I started to read and get acquainted with things that I value as source of good learning, okay? We always are, what we are accustomed to is grow up in the church and it tells us about God of heaven, right? But we never really get a sense of what that means. It goes to our imaginary interpretation of it in the context in which they tell us about God of heaven. Now that I have a historic knowledge of how to view the world around us, I understand that the God that the Bible is talking about is out of context with gods, because they are using God in the place of gods. Elohim means more than one, but the monotheism God is only one. And that one God is not connected to the gods. We don't know that. Because the white people that create the context and the connotation of the biblical God is designed for the white people to be glorified, the Pope, because they make a moon calendar for the Pope to be glorified. They don't want no Elohim to be glorified. Although it's the Elohim, they say in the World History textbook, that caused them to get an empire. Yeah, but they got everything they want now. And Africa, they get everything from Africa. And my friends, we are in a terrible, terrible time. So what I'm trying to tell you is now, having the practical knowledge about the King of Heaven is not a king of many planets out there. This is a king that lives on one planet out there. And how many planets out there? A whole lot. Billions of planets out there. So what I'm trying to say, in our scope of knowledge about heaven and earth, now I understand when I talk about heaven, I have a different understanding heaven means or what context of heaven I'm talking about. So this name Anu is the man. And remember, we're not talking about spirit God like what you read about in the Bible. We are talking about actual beings that we are created in their image and likeness. And you read about that in the Bible, right? Now, these white people are telling about Adam and Eve, God creates in a garden, but they can't tell you where the garden is. And it is easy for them to tell you, but they won't. Right? Because a pure trick white people are working under. And until we come out from under that trick, they're going to hold us down. All right? Don't go to church, don't vote, okay? Because it don't belong to our life that we have in history to learn. World History textbook, Sumerian history tell you exactly what reality is. These white people, they got it going for them because they have
really destroy a lot of our brain, and most of the world believe what they are saying and don't have enough brain power to discern and to make distinction. So therefore, the easiest thing is to believe what the church teaches you. Well, not so it is with me. And I am here to talk about the help that I have gotten to think wider and broader and think more strong, coherent brain power, okay? So I'm telling you what I have come to realize and accept as intangible and tangible fact of life and how we were created. We weren't created. We were not created the way the Bible tells us. Okay? That is the world of fairy tale, what the Bible is telling us. Right? Now, it's up to you. If you want, just believe what the Bible tells you. You have no knowledge coming to you when you do that. So it's best if you think that there is something you should find out, follow that trail. And you can help yourself by knowing what you're reading and see how well you follow what you read or not follow it. So it's up to you the way you read that will determine whether you help yourself or not. All right. So now the headline of what I'm reading is talking about the bloodline, whereas Elohim created us with their blood, right? So both the King of Heaven, his two sons, and other of their not humanity, because they are not human, they are immortal, right? They're gods, in other words, because they are different from us. They live to a vaster longevity than we just, almost like maybe 120 years, 120 years we may, you know, live. And I guess with reason and strength, you may live a little more. But the truth about the way we owe creation, my friend, you ain't going to get it from the Bible. You're not going to get it from church. And it's going to take you, it's going to take your serious attention to pay into what I'm saying and how you can get to understand the things that I am talking about and feel totally comfortable with, you know, with the contrast of when I grew up from age 7 till I was like over 50 years of age, right? Now I am content with this knowledge that I have. I don't know of anything else. And it's not that I close my mind, because remember now, I'm telling you, I'm in the church for all that time. And the church run dry, you know, like a dry well. It wasn't nurturing me. And I wanted to grow. I wanted to develop. I think it was a thing to make me develop with spiritual knowledge and understanding. It wasn't happening to me. It's a whole bunch of dry trash, you know, in the church there. Not taking up, going further than eat and drink and stuff like that. You see, and pretend that you have the spirit and so on. Not that's all, right? So, heaven, immortal, supreme king, and who? Bloodline. The official, authentic civilization. That's what we get. Authentic civilization. Yes, my friends. It is difficult when you don't have the right understanding, the right approach to use words. If you have the right approach to use words, that's all you need, really. And it's not that you don't listen to people, you know, and when people are talking and things like that. Of course you listen to people. Because at all time you go, need to know whether it is or it is not. You need to work it out for yourself. But it is always good to keep your mind open and listen to people. You're not sucking it in. until you give it a pass to go inside of you, right? You know, I'm having the greatest success with thinking this way since I have learned how to read and how to listen, you know, and whether or not I get something or I get nothing, right? And you don't make any fuss with nobody, you know, drag and draw with nobody, you know, have good conversation and vigorous conversation too. But you must kind of know your limiting things. You know what I mean? Be appropriate. All right. So here we go. In the heaven, immortal, supreme King Anu bloodline. So we talk about heaven. We're talking about Nibiru. It's not everywhere out in the sky we're talking about. Official authentic civilization. Public information reported by prehistory. The Elohim kingship government ordered and served Earthling hybrid, not white people. White people have nothing to do with what I'm talking about. They are off the list of civilization. Okay? You just get that. If you think you're on them, they're upon the same level. No. When they're counting how many people in the United States, they are counting white people, and they are not civilized at all. Okay? That's why we must get back to our own ruling, our own government. Move these white people out of here with their AD and Adamany, right? And their homosexuality. Move them out. And all we have to do, they cannot stop us from living the way we want to live. You see, and all they have to do is leave our domain alone. Yeah, if we begin to live right, they will gently move away from us because they will be in pain if we start living right. That's all there is to it. You see, the reason why they do all these alternative things and make all kind of provision for themselves, it is because of our way of life, that they come and pull us away from it and take us into church. It's a long time they've been trying to do that, to make up something to draw people away from polytheism, you know. I can read it to you in the World History textbook. That's what they have done. They've been trying to do it long before they make up Christianity. They were pulling people away and promised people all kind of different things. Yeah, these white people. So you watch them and their destruction. You look at them right now under Trump and the rest of them. They think of Trump one going down, but all of them going down. Federal government is going down. Yeah, because none of them will be left standing by the time it is all over with. All right. We are earthling. Okay? We African ethnic people, we are earthling. This is official branding. We are named. We are earthling. Our species is earthling, right? So earthling must beware of the God's atmospheric destruction against the 1220 AD, 1220. Beware of their destruction against this law, this AD law that white people make. Okay? Beware of it. AD Anadamani is outlaw corruption that you're under right now. The church is under corruption. It started out as corruption and it prolonged as corruption and it will end in corruption. Patience of the civilization, hybrid people land, right? So A.D. Anno Domini is outlaw occupation of the civilization, hybrid people. Okay? That's what they are doing. Outlaw occupation of our civilization, hybrid people. They are cutting against us, and they have a lot of us in their grip, and we must learn to get out. You see, it's not going to be easy. You need the right knowledge in order to do that. Learn for yourself, and you will get the life, you know, settled inside of your mind, and you'll live accordingly. Without kingship government jurisdiction, have kingship jurisdiction guiding our lives, we will be under A.D. Anno Domini of the homosexuals. And that is where the challenge is at right now. What are we going to do? Are we going to stay in the church? Are we going to get out of that? Get out of their voting system, democracy? Because a few them make up stuff that is not for us. Go into the World History textbook and you see our government is recorded in there. You don't see no white people recorded in the World History textbook as someone who is civilized and working with civilization. You don't see none of that. And you would know that unless you're hearing it from me, because who's going to tell you that? You know, there's hardly anybody out there. All these well-dressed and wealthy African people, them have money and things like that, have good jobs and stuff like that, but they don't know but, you know, about the truth, our history, and how we are to live. No, they're out there praising God and believing in the God of the Bible. And they don't read that these people said that God tell them to come here and kill us. They don't read that. No, because, you know, I saw the confusion work. But I am making it through the chance, through the confusion. You see, I'm reading. I'm trying to find out. I want to find out. You know what I mean? And perhaps I may be able to save some people out of the dilemma. You know what I mean? So I'm going through it. And, hey, where the gods lead us, that's where we are to follow. And that's what I'm doing. All right. So it goes on to say, swift terror is expected in time. And if you take it for a joke, well, you may not like it. Right? Because it depends on time and how things are going to work out. When terror falls, I only want to be on the right side, man. Severe, right? Expect terror. In a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, in time, expected in time, severe. Notice, Earth timeline is 450,000. It began 450,000 years. Because this is the time when the gods first came to Earth to do their mission. Right? 450,000 BC. South Africa, Abzu. The dawn of the Nibiru planet. Elohim Anunnaki civilization. That's the dawn. When the Bible is talking about in the beginning was the word, they're lying. That's why they drag us down into the darkness and we turn fool. So we have got to get on the right side. That the calendar that we are given is one that is based upon this dating system, not moon calendar. I mean dating system. So we are gone off into the vagabond world when we gone into Christianity, because they removed themselves from the civilization 12 houses of the zodiac calendar. They move themselves from it and talk about moon calendar. That's what they're under. These sodomites do that willfully so that they don't follow the Elohim God's way of life. Right? So they used to pretend, but they knew they were sodomites. Now, sooner than them get, you know, some knowledge and things like that, they no more. They begin to fight and drag us down to hell into their sodomite pit. All right? So I'm telling you what I know. So it goes on to say, no anatomic human being the all right, no anatomic human being. Now, what specify us as only first hybrid human being is the anthropology that we are. It's the body, the biology. And this exemplify us as our identification. We are anatomic, which means our brain is different from white people brain. You get it? Yeah. The pineal eye that behind our two eye socket inside your brain, it is different from the white people there. You see them? The reason why they lust after a person's body, right? It is because they secrete a different energy that make them see lust. Looking at a person's body because it has a cavity. Your anus is a cavity where you pass waste, and they see it as a sexy thing. No, you see them out there? They begin to modify themselves a lot, you know, because a lot of things that they used to do before, when they think that we were more lethargic, and you see how them dress up themselves and carry themselves like them civilized. A fool, them a trick us, you know. See? All right. So now, it goes on to say here, South Africa, Abzu, the dawn of Nibiru, planet Elohim Anunnaki civilization. It was when they touched down 450,000 years. This was the first time we have any information that these immortals came down to Earth the way they did, okay? Let's say they probably could have flown over and not come down and touch them. But this time, for sure, unequivocally, they touched down in the Persian Gulf and built up a place that is there right now, Eridu. Eridu is a place you can go. So in history, you can go to the place where you see in history, but not Bible. You're not going to see no Jesus or no God, any place that tell you, say, yes, God was here. Jesus was here. No, or the devil was here. No, they can't even tell you where Adam and Eve was. They only tell you about a garden, but they can't tell you where this spot is. And they know where this spot is, too, and they're not telling you. We are getting a hands-on knowledge as to what our existence consists of, right? That these immortal gods came down and you didn't have any civility going on on planet. And now you ask the white people, what did they do before they go into Europe? What did they do as civilized thing when they were in Africa like 2 million years? What did they do? Nothing besides make stone tools. We don't make stone tools because we come and make iron and stuff like that, which they are using today and behave like they are the one that made it, because these homosexuals, they have a poor self-esteem. So they have to, like, morph what we have to be somebody because they don't come from anywhere but making stone tools. You see what I mean? And they dumb us down. We don't have so much sense to, like, know how to find the truth. You know, we don't burn with desire to find the truth. You see, so they dumb us down so bad that we don't even want to know. A lot of us don't want to know. Some of us want to know, yeah, but a lot of us don't care at all. We're satisfied with believing in Jesus. All right. So now, so it says the anatomic human being, we are. Wait a minute. I mean to say that anatomic human being is the hybrid people, right? It is the hybrid people. And trying to, like, see what I'm making here. Okay, the official authentic. Okay. Okay. So it says, Perth timeline, 450,000 years BC. That's when they came. That's where time began, right? That's when civilization began. All you hear, the white people I'm talking, you have to just know when civilization came to Earth. You know, if you don't know, it's just like you don't know what began the first week, why it began day one, day two, day three, day four, five, six, seven. It is when the gods that came here and touched down 450,000 years ago. That is when civilization came to Earth. And because they are the only civilized being that bring civilization, if you don't know that, you're really confused and lost. You got to know. This is when Zachariah Sitchin, right, the Sumerian knowledge or record, and said, they came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. You hear all that? You see, this is the fact. And the white people write a Bible because they don't want us to know exactly what the truth is. He says, under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the Evans, which means Evans, Nibiru, way out there, human civilization flourished. You see what I mean? See, civilization was never here, so it couldn't flourish. So the white people, they make stone tools. They had no civilization. And that is what I want people to understand when I'm talking to you. Get to know precisely how things happen. I don't have anything else that I've ever heard or seen. Nobody don't, you know, at the rate people are contradicting stuff. By now, I should have heard something contradictory for me to pay attention to it. Nobody is coming forward. And we have South Africa on a link where you can go there anytime and go see exactly what I am talking about here. All right. So goes on to say, the dawn of the Nibiru planet, Elohim Anunnaki civilization. That's what came. Not white people. So no, they are no anatomic human at all. Okay? It says the dawn. Okay. All right. And
let's see, yes, the anatomic human beings. You see, it's what they are brought, because later on, although it take quite a few years before they created us, because they had workers here for that they brought, and came a time they didn't want to do no more work, so they had to make a way to continue getting the gold that they needed. So that's why they created us. So we were not ordained to be in nature or anything like that. They just happened to need something and they created it. They created us, their being. You see what I mean? So everything is about them to us. So it goes on. The Elohim, the Elohim gods, 200,000 BC, hybrid, ethnic, human, Mesopotamia, civilized law code. See that? So all of this coming from the Elohim gods. I don't think of anything no foolishness no more. This is straight and plain, because I see when things happen from when things don't happen. The white people have not shown you anything happen. You see what I mean? They make up a image of Jesus and tell people that it is working miracle, you know, into the church on all that kind of thing. So we have our law code, Mesopotamia, was the first manifestation of human operational government, where we have the law code that was being used. Mesopotamia, 4,000 to 3,500 BC. That was when the civilization that is urban civilization, bigger establishment, that monuments put up, and that was the emergence of civilization. Okay, white people don't have nothing to do with it. They're not included in it. And so so this is Mesopotamia, the first land or country that was the first established urban civilization built, meaning between two rivers, the Greek Mesopotamia location. And I don't know about this Greek at all, you know, because anytime you call the name Greek, you know, is the white people like to identify as Greeks and all that. So trouble in understanding certain things is, you know, when you don't get to know the kind of tricks that these white people play on us. Yes. Mesopotamia, I don't see any real reason, so I'm striking this Greek out of this, both rivers in Greek. Mesopotamia, located in modern-day Iraq and Syria, is considered the birthplace of civilization. Hernamu, 2047 to 2030 BCE, was the founder of the third dynasty of Hur in Sumer, who initiated the so-called Hur III period. So when they talk about
Her 3 is a so-called. So that means there is no Her 3. I think it's the takeover of the white people them. They're talking about Her 3 just to put themselves in the mix. He said, third dynasty, Her in summer, who initiated the third? No, I need to take this out because it's both third dynasty. No, I don't. And the date where them put here. No, I don't. I'm talking about from 2047 to 2050. You know, so it's like about a 3-year span. Also known as the Sumerian Renaissance. Yeah, the monkey white people there, man. Are them a play with us, man? Yeah. So now he is best known as a king who composed the oldest extant law code in the world. That's Her-Namu. Yeah. See, as they put that piece in there about, you know, foolishness. So I take it out. And now it's reading the way it's supposed to. Her-Namu, 2047 to 2030 BCE, was the founder of the first law code. Yes. Yeah. He is best known as the king who composed the oldest extant law code in the world. The code of Her-Namu. Yeah. And behind him is his son. You see what I mean? But now they have this Renaissance and all that kind of thing. It just let me know that, I make themselves be known. And it, next thing is, you don't know who is who. You know, see it? I doubt them white people, I do. The Epic of Gilgamesh and the Code of Hammurabi. Essay of Gilgamesh. So the Epic of Gilgamesh comes from the first state, which is Uruk. And so happens. Sixth ruler back in 1754 BCE, in an attempt to bring law and order. Can you have all them white people if you deal with come and do all kind of evil things around the place. Sargon by name, Sargon of Akkad, flourished 23rd century BCE. Ancient Mesopotamian ruler reigned 2334 to 2279 BCE, who was one of the earliest of the world's great empire builder. That's Sargon. Conquering all the southern Mesopotamia as well as parts of Syria. Part of Syria. And Western Iran. See? they're doctoring up what we, what, you know, the right thing here and coming. You know, they're not supposed to be in our territory writing nothing. We must clean them out. I'm your rabbi. Now, 1792 to 1750 BCE, failure to expel kingship government, avoid further warning. The Elohim God's kingship government, succession, lawful, pro se, Timothy Aldred. Yeah. Failure to expel kingship government voids further warning. The Elohim God's kingship government, succession, lawful, pro se, Timothy Aldred. All right. Well, my friends, that's about what I have to say today. And I hope that you have gotten something out of what has been said here. So let's play a couple of tunes here and see.
Maybe climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes. Dreams they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this all is leading, you believe the things that I do, and we'll see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I'd with you, I really think that we could make it
to laugh and play.
need love to say.
Yeah.
like a puppet on a string. Oh yeah, I would do for anything. Light up your face with gladness, high.
face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near.
That's the time.